Village, Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Your power, your grace, as well as your provision, you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are watching us by internet, those that are listening to us, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that's taken from Acts, the 11th chapter, Acts of the Apostle. Acts, the 11th chapter, verses 25 and 26. Acts 11, verses 25 and 26, where we find these words which are recorded. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year was assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. Thank you. You may be seated. And the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. I'm going to use for a topic this morning, remembering our mission at Antioch. Sister Mathis, if you don't mind, could you put up the mission statement and just let it stay there, please, ma'am? Antioch was considered by many to be the third largest city in the Roman Empire, behind Rome, as well as Alexandria. The city of Antioch had a population estimated at about 500,000. And it was known for its sophistication and culture. But it was also known for its immorality. It is noteworthy when God picks a city that would become the birthing place of foreign mission, he picked a cosmopolitan, morally corrupt city like Antioch. In other words, he saw a place that needed a lot of work. But in spite of that, Antioch was important to Christian history. It was a city of the first great Christian church among the Gentiles. It was the city and church from which the first worldwide missionary were sent. Christianity was launched from Antioch through a great mission drive. And Antioch was the church where believers were first called Christian. I believe Barnabas was sent to Antioch to share God's word to the Gentiles or to the Greeks. And the word grew to the point where that Barnabas needed some support. So Barnabas recruited Saul, now would be called Paul, who were to be part of a ministry with him, sharing God's word to those who would hear. Saul and Barnabas became a team, and they ministered a full year in Antioch. And we are told how the people grew in their numbers. And when you have fellowship with another believer, you can see how God uses these individuals and uses us to spread his word. For God, the Lord Jesus gave us a commission. I believe we shared it last week, how God gave us the great commission to go and to share his word and make disciples. Of the work that each and every one of us should do in life. We are not here just to be here. We are here to do the work that God called us to do. Today, we understand why Jesus went places where no one else would go. And I have shared that not only was Jesus powerful in his teaching and his preaching, but Jesus was a revolutionary. He baffled the traditional norms of what we call civilized society. And he baffled them because he was grabbing their attention based on our concept by which we relate to one another and treat one another. And if we are Christian, which imply that we are Christ-like, then our lifestyle should be emblematic of Jesus' lifestyle and the examples that Jesus set for you and I. And if I am to be that man or that woman that does what the Lord told us to do, then I'm following the examples that Jesus set. Now, we can live the way we want to live, and we can also do what we want to do. But there are consequences for every action that we take in life. This is what we know. God knows everything about us from the very foundation of the world. He knows every success, all of the successes that we will have, but he also knows our limitations as well as our failures. And even in the midst of our failures, God has provided what is called an unconditional covenant called grace for each and every one of us to be saved. Salvation is a gift from God. And when we see what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ, there should be a shout of praise for our Lord, our God, and our King. My brothers and sisters, it didn't matter if you were a Jew or a Gentile. Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost, inclusive. We do not have a monopoly on God's word. God's word is universal. And there are many today seeking to find who Jesus is and who this man Jesus was. And so we as believers, we as Christians are commanded and commissioned to go and share what God has placed upon us. My brothers and sisters, the name Antioch carries a great deal of importance for the Christian. That's why we are called to remember our mission at Antioch. I played on that word because I wanted to share with us because it impacts us as a body of believers. The word remember is to recall or to think again. God desires for us to recall our mission and our commitment to him. God's desire for us is to remember what we said we would do and to remember our calling in life. We should remember because God remembers his covenant with us. God does not forget anything that we say to him. Our prayers are always before him, and we have a mediator who stands before the Father petitioning for us as well, and that is Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we want to remain believers and faithful and committed all the days of our life so we can enter into the presence of God knowing that we have done all that we could do on this side and now our rewards await us in heaven. My brothers and sisters, the central idea of a mission is that of sending someone on a task. I am reminded of missionary work that we did as a group and how God sent us to various places around the world, and we were able to feed those who are hungry, and we fed a young youth group one night at a service, and the children were excited about hearing the word of the Lord. God is the sender. It was God who sent men to go and do certain things according to his purpose and plan for our life and to glorify him. Not only did he send men, but he sent women as well, prophetically, even to be a part of the lineage of Christ that we now embrace and we can serve, knowing all of the things that God has done. And when we see all that the Lord has done, there are so many things that God would call us to do in promoting and moving the ministry into the four corners of the world. Antioch. We can see all of the missionaries that went forth proclaiming God's word so that the world would be exposed to the knowledge of the Lord. For before the Lord returned, Daryl, the whole world will have heard this glorious gospel that we preach. We are preaching it now, even on the internet. Here's what we have discovered as pastors and ministers. COVID, the enemy and COVID, because I really believe that was an enemy called COVID that was propagated, established, or created so that men would lose their lives. And I personally believe by doing that, there were millions who lost their life behind something called COVID. But even in the midst of COVID, God took COVID, even when we left the church because we had to wear a mask and still wearing it, God used it for us to go on the airway and on the radio, and now we've gone from hundreds to thousands. So what the enemy meant for bad, God turned it around for good. And what I love about the Lord is that God's word will be moved and shared throughout the world, regardless of what the enemy is up to. He is already defeated. And I know he hates me. I shared with Sister Mathis all the time. If he could take me out today, he'd take me out. I got to stop that black preacher. Because the more truth we tell and share, the more we are revealing God's prophetic word in a prophetic day, in a prophetic time, it baffles the enemy. Because I shared on yesterday, there is no salvation for the enemy, nor those fallen angels.